Hello and welcome to episode 70. That is 70 of the Jeffrey and Brian show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We have our longtime buddy on, Ray, who is so dedicated to the show. He's actually on his phone while driving right now to do this with
us. Yeah, I just got out of Taco Bell drive-thru.
I love the accent with it too, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts now.
That's a strike on Facebook, on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A lot of stuff happened, but it was difficult to pick things to talk about this week. You know, like any other outlet that you get information from, not that we're news, we're definitely opinion. We pick and choose what we want to opine on.
Yep.
You know, like I make it a point to bring something local in every week if I can. Not a lot of stuff to go through, honestly, that was entertaining or fun or worth talking about. But yeah, there is some, really. We got some meat, there's a couple of potatoes in there somewhere. Tell me about this PayPal that you've set up for the show that we maybe we'll be able to do fun of the show with, at least paying for our storage space.
Yeah, it's the I'll include the link in it, but it's basically the PayPal short code is like the Jeffrey and Brian sh.me, I believe, is the link.
Because apparently the name of our show is too long for PayPal. But you will have a link on the podcast version, the audio only version.
Yeah.
You just have to click on it. And I'm going to do my damnedest to remember to do the same for the video versions. We'll see. I'm not usually very good about remembering to do things. I have been good about checking out the Google Doc, though, before I title the show or put in a description.
I don't remember us even talking about last week's title on the show. Apparently we did, because that's where I found the title, too, was on the Google Doc.
That's where I find it every week. The next morning, I was like, oh, that's the name of the show. Okay. Like, I don't know if we talked about it or if Ryan just picked it.
That one I think we talked about, because I don't remember picking that one.
What was the name of the show?
Don't Beat Me Up.
Oh, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Just a small net.
I'm surprised we went with that. Everyone used that for everything. You know what I mean? Or the, oh, thank goodness they convicted Smollett's attacker, you know?
No.
But anyway, moving on.
Is it? I guess it's better half. Is it half white, half black?
I don't know. I honestly don't care what his ethnicity is. Hey, you know what? And good on Smollett, though, for hiring black actors for traditionally white roles of what?
I know.
Of white supremacies.
Diversify, man.
It's like Hamilton up in here.
Yeah.
All right. Onto my local thing I like to do. I'm getting ready to get a permit and have a legal firearm here in Massachusetts. I'm surprised to be saying this, but this past week, I live within 400 yards of an elementary school. And I'm actually not even sure what the rules are about me having a gun here, period, because I'm in a school zone. But some dude rode a bicycle across the school grounds the other day. Granted, it is a heavily wooded area, but he had a compound bow slung across his chest on a bicycle riding across school grounds to go into the woods. And he got picked up. He's being booked or whatever. And I was just trying to figure out what was going on. And I heard people on both sides of this argument, and I don't like anyone's argument. You know, I heard a lot of people saying he shouldn't have done any of this crap, period, whatever. And I was like, okay, I get it. Dude might have spaced out and not realized exactly that a bow is the same thing as having a gun at a school. You know? Elementary school at that. But then I hear people saying, it's like, oh, what, this forest back there that's, you know, it's protected whatever, whatever, that you can hunt in. Like, so what? He's gonna strap a deer to his back and ride out on a bicycle, you know?
Two-wheel drive.
Wasn't there like a nationwide TikTok thing that went out this week too? That all the school kids are supposed to do something.
Oh yeah, bring a gun and stuff to school.
What?
Yeah, that it was a major thing today. Like, I guess somebody put a trend to do on TikTok to bring a gun to school and stuff like that, bump threats and stuff. So, yeah, it's nationwide.
Lawlessness is running amok. But actually, the thing that you highlighted wasn't even the thing I talked about.
Okay.
Yeah, this here is about a kid at the high school in the same town, school for the town. And I'll say it once again. This is a town, not a city. It's a different government system. Very uncommon in the world, period. But anyway, kid, granted, it was a like broken pair of scissors, but he brought it to school as a weapon versus I had a pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
And he threatened people. He's actually looking at a bunch of charges as a 15-year-old. And, of course, it's taking forever to load up. But something – here it is. Boom, someone else. There you go. Some other guy, 53-year-old guy, was arrested on Sunday for breaking into someone else's home at, like, 4 in the morning and attacking someone. Dude got tased 3 times by the cops.
Okay, it's a hell of drugs.
Well, this kind of stuff doesn't happen in Pembroke, Massachusetts. I mean, it just doesn't. It's never been an issue ever, ever, ever. We've only recently started locking the door. And as I've mentioned before, I grew up in this house, moved out, and came back. We only recently started even locking the door. And now I'm getting ready to get a gun. But what bothers me is Massachusetts laws are so broken and backwards. It's much easier for me to get a shotgun than a pistol for home defense purposes. You know, that people's argument is, well, shotgun's the way to go for home defense. Like, yes, but I'm going to put a hole the size of a trash can through my wall. That's going to rip apart my piping, my electricity, and maybe kill my dog or my kid. Versus a pistol, I can come around a corner with a snub-nosed 38 and boom, one shot. Even if it goes through the guy, it's only the size of a nickel, or smaller than a nickel around. You know what I mean?
Well, I know we've talked about this on the show previously, but that is President Biden's preferred method of self-defense.
Warning shots in the air,
yes, with a shotgun.
That's illegal twice.
And there's no way that ends good for even the person shooting the gun, you know, because
who's getting arrested?
Buckshot's gonna go everywhere.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Okay, I've heard of people getting hit with buckshot being shot up in the air because of stuff like that. Typically, they're okay. They, you know, it hurts a little bit, and you might get some cuts or whatever, and maybe have to have some pellets pulled out. But nonetheless, you're still shooting someone. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's only one group of people in the United States that are allowed to fire warning shots. And who is it?
The military?
No, not just the military. The army cannot fire a warning shot.
The Navy can fire
a warning shot.
Across the bow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back off now, buddy. Yeah, only the Navy is allowed to fire a warning shot. And unless you are a sanctioned United States Navy vessel, you can't be firing warning shots out your window.
I'll have to work on getting that classification for my sailboat.
You can dock it right next to the Constitution.
There you go.
Hey, that sucker goes out to sea twice a year, you know.
Yeah, they do Mitch, the senior chief indoctrination on it too.
Oh, they do all sorts of ceremonies on it. And it's a museum. But yeah, it goes out to sea twice a year and just so that it can turn around and moor on the other side of the ship. So barnacle and wave wear is the same.
I also think they do it because that's the only way they can maintain it as a a fully commissioned operational naval vessel too.
It doesn't have to go out twice a year for that, though. I mean, we did our reconstruction overhaul, RCOH of the Carl Vinson. And that sucker sat in dry dock for 5 years, and that was a commissioned warship the whole time. Dear God, that's a big vessel. What's crazy is I've been on bigger. Look, I went on one of them cruise ships once. It was twice the size of an aircraft carrier. I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. It was insane. The wife was complaining about the ship rocking. I was like, what?
They got stabilizers. So you can't feel it rock.
No. It does rock, and the floor doesn't move. But check this out. This pool table is on the ship that adjust as the ship moves to keep the pool table level. It was funny because we hit, quote, rough seas one night, and there were people sleeping on the pool tables, and I was laughing so hard. I was like, I don't even notice the ship moving.
Right.
I was like, the carrier is one thing. Like, you could kind of notice that, you know, depending on the weather. The cruiser.
Oh, yeah. You can feel that.
Oh, my God. That thing just got tossed by the ocean. Walking on bulkheads, you know? Yeah. And the wife complained. She's like, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. And I was like, oh, all right. Well, here's the problem. It's like, the bed is starboard. Ports are starboard. She goes, what? And I was like, lay perpendicular on the bed. Lay the other way. She's like, what? And I was like, you'll rock back and forth instead of head to toe. And she, as soon as she turned around, she goes, oh, so much better. I didn't even feel the ship moving, but if you're on a ship, you know which way starboard is, which way port is.
Yeah.
Forward and aft, just because you know how ships work. And
right.
You stay aware of this stuff versus getting lost on ships. And you know, she has been on the ships before, but not at sea. And the last time she was on a boat, period, she got nailed in the face by your boom.
Yep.
I still tell that story. Coming about, thump. Anyway, I was talking about Pembroke and the kid threatening people. I had trouble finding that story, actually. And check this out. I got it from a local AM radio station called WATD. It's actually at the dump because they broadcast out of the dump in Marshfield. Like 50 years ago or something, some dude who was running the dump built a radio station out of crap he had got from, you know, the dump.
Yeah.
And they've been broadcasting the news since. it's crazy. It's nuts. It's really cool though. They do a lot of local high school sports and stuff. By the way, my cousin's son just won the Division 4 high school Super Bowl. Go nice. Situate. But yeah, there's another threat of violence or such over there in Newport News.
So there wasn't a threat. There was actually a student that was killed.
Yeah, a murder. Well, an alleged murder. It was a dead murdered, man.
Apparently there was an altercation in a basketball game, and one of the guys went to his car after the game and shot the other guy. The other guy was like an honor roll student and a basketball player. Or not, he's a football player. He was a star high school football player for the team.
That doesn't mean that he's innocent, though. You know what I mean?
There's other ways to solve your arguments, though.
Oh, I agree. I fully believe in gun ownership. I think more Americans should own guns.
At the high school level?
Oh no! You have to be an adult, and you have to understand what it means, and you have to go through training. Even though this is what disagrees with my Second Amendment argument. Can you guys hear that dog?
Yeah, I can hear that dog.
Sorry, I'll turn down my gain. Someone came home, and the little dog got excited. Yeah, I think you should have to go through training to own a gun, but the Second Amendment does not say that.
Well, when I was in high school, way back when.
You could carry your rifle.
We had a gun safety class. We had to take a hunter safety class and everything before we could, you know,
you had to
get our license to go hunting and stuff.
Ah, see, our school offered a gun safety course, and pardon me, you could, we had guys showing up with their pickup trucks with rifle racks in their trucks with rifles on them.
Uh-huh.
And it just wasn't a thing, you know? Nope. I don't. This is why I think more people should own guns, though. Like, the good fences make good neighbors thing. An armed society is a safe society. Because if you're going to rob some little lady knowing she has a gun and everyone around you is armed as well, you're less likely to steal her purse unless you're real desperate, you know?
Yeah.
But then you always have the dumbass that's going to shoot someone because they're scared or paranoid or have blue hair, purple hair. I meant to put something in about guns, actually. Gun sales are way up again.
Yeah, you can arm the army 3 times. Like last year.
Yeah, and first time gun buyers especially.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people in California are trying to buy guns and they're getting very upset.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the wrong state for that.
Well, they keep hearing these right-wing extremists saying, it's my right. So they walked into a Walmart and said, I'm going to buy a gun. And Walmart was like, all right, we'll fill out this paperwork. We'll call you in 5 to 7 days. And, you know, and they went like, no, I can walk out with a gun right now. No, you can't. And these people were pissed and they didn't understand why.
The border flap.
Actually, the best part is, from what I understand, it's almost every single time someone explained it to them, this is what you voted for every time you passed more gun reform. More gun laws. It's like you made it so difficult to, like, and that was your whole point the whole time. You said, I want to make it more difficult to get a gun. Well, you have. And now you think you need to own one because even Nancy Pelosi said San Francisco is burning down, right?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah. And people were trying to buy guns. It's like, no, that it's happening. It's going down. You know? And it's like, now I can't get one. Why? It's like, you get what you voted for. You get the government you deserve.
Yep.
You know, if you voted in that, and you had the best intentions, but you know. All right. Sorry. I jumped hard to something else that's on the list here, I think. Maybe I didn't put that on the list either. I meant to put that.
Nancy Pelosi was on the list, but
I thought so. Maybe that was an Epoch Time thing that I, for whatever reason, couldn't get access to.
Oh, here it is. No, it's Fox News. Pelosi slams the attitude of lawlessness in San Francisco. I don't know where it comes from.
Defund the police? Fuck the police? The friggin' vice president of the United States was bailing out rioters in Minnesota. California says, we're not going to prosecute you for smashing windows open and stealing jewelry.
Yeah, as long as it's less than $950, we're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think? Why do you think it happened? There's no repercussions. That means it's okay to do, right?
Right.
If it's okay to do, then it's going to happen. Like, you might not like it. Like, for example, you might not like people smoking near you, but if you're outside, you know, in a public area and someone's smoking, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to do it, even if you don't like it. If it's okay, if it's legal and okay to do, people are going to do it. Shit, even if it's not legal or okay to do, they're going to do it anyway. At least they're going to be better about hiding it.
Yep. So what's this 3 million people that signed a petition about the truck driver?
All right. This truck driver in Colorado, apparently he made several mistakes, but in addition to his several mistakes, he should have been able to be safe, but his brakes also failed on top of that. Like, he could have taken safety measures in case, but he expected his brakes to work. So he did make a mistake, but he smashed into vehicles in his truck, killed 4 people that were stopped at an accident site. And what's even worse is like 3 of them were in their 60s. I say not worse. Three of them were 60s. One of them was like 20 something. The worst part is three of the four, I think, died because of the fire that happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'd rather die in the actual collision, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to die because of it. Four people died. And the guy even says, like, yes, I could have done these. I was supposed to do these things. I expected this to work and it didn't work. You know, I didn't follow the protocol, that whole thing. He's like, I'm going to accept my penalty. He's like, except 110 years sounds excessive. But because of mandatory minimum laws, he got charged with the several. I wish I opened this thing now because I want to talk about his charges. I read this thing and it hit me so hard. He got hit with a whole bunch of like first degree stuff. Basically, like it was definitely your fault.
Uh-huh.
And it carried a mandatory minimum sentence. And there was like six of them he got hit with. And he got hit with 110 years. And even the judge said, my hands are tied. There's nothing I could do. If I could do anything, he has to serve all of his sentences consecutively. They cannot be concurrent.
Oh, wow.
So he can't do 10 years or whatever.
He's he's 23 years old when it happened to him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 23 years old. The guy's life's over. He's going to hang himself in prison. I hear.
Like Epstein?
Not at all like Epstein. But no, really, if you're 23 and your life's over, you have 110 years in prison. All you're looking at is getting the best thing that's going to happen in your day is not getting butt raped.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. The four people were 61, 67, 69, and 24.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate. And yes, he made mistakes. 110 years seems nuts. 3 million people signed a petition saying this is ludicrous. And they sent it to the governor saying, either do something. He's like, we know you have the authority. If it even comes down to it, give him, they call it a clemency in this state, I think, not a pardon.
Yeah.
You know, commute his sentence, do because the governor has authorities. You know that.
Yeah. The judge, the jury found him guilty on 27 counts, including 4 counts of vehicular manslaughter, 6 counts of assault in the first degree, and 10 counts of an attempt to commit an assault in the first degree.
Yeah. Weird charges. They kind of threw the book at him. But still. It was not a malicious thing. It was not. That's Ray's car again.
Taco Bell.
It wasn't a malicious thing. He wasn't trying to hurt people. It was a genuine stupid mistake that, yes, he should have known better and he did know better. But it's not a 110 years in prison thing.
Right.
And now there's a trucker's boycott of Colorado.
That'd be bad if that actually happened.
Go ahead and click on the link right below that one. There's a picture of trucks stopped at the state border saying we refuse to come in no matter how much they pay us.
Yeah, if you're going to get charged like that for any accident, why would you want to put yourself out there for that?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Well, and they're standing together saying, you know, it's unfortunate. Stupid shit happens. But 110 years in prison sounds insane. You know, it's not like he was exterminating a race of people to get 110 years. All right. To the first of several hot breaks of the night. Elon Musk is Time's Person of the Year.
Does anybody even care who Times picks as Person of the Year anymore?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. What the hell are you doing, Ray? Am I listening to you chewing tacos?
No, I'm walking with water and stuff like that.
Okay, I thought that was a taco crunching.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm just getting home.
Not yet. I'll hit mute for that. Shut up. Well, I saw people saying, like, I lost all respect for Time's Person of the Year. And there's this dog. Dude, still isn't fun.
I'm going to mute you for a minute.
I can do it. But they said they lost the respect for Times for this because of the person of the year. And I was like, oh, really? Over Elon Musk, not Adolf Hitler.
Right. Well, most people don't know they picked Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. It's insane. But even better is because of that crap. What's her name there? Pocahontas. Called him out on Twitter, said something about how maybe we should tax this the person of the year, and maybe they're not exempted, you know, how he's not paying any tax. And he just blew her up. He's like, actually, if you'll open your eyes, you'll see that I'm going to pay more tax this year than any person in American history. And then called the Senator Karen. I laughed so, and she's even got a Karen haircut. The joys, which I don't know which one's which. You there, Bri? Oh boy, you're figuring out how to use your catheter thing, aren't you? You turning the drip on?
No, I'm not. I'm not turning the drip on.
Okay. Oh my. That's some feedback. While I mute Brian because he's got some feedback going. Huh?
I'm disconnecting. All right. How about now?
Yeah. I'm the host now, apparently. Anyway, we were talking about Elizabeth Warren. I had something funny to say, but whatever you were doing got me all weird. Oh, yeah. I don't know which Joy is which one. Joy Reid, Joy Behar, or whatever. Which one's on The View? The redhead Joy one. Behar. So Joy Reid's the angry black woman?
I think so.
She actually got all butthurt and called it racial appropriation when Elon Musk called Elizabeth Warren Karen. Well, I laughed because I was like, that's actually a racial slur, believe it or not, because a couple people just got kicked off of Instagram for using that term that way. And technically speaking, wouldn't that make it our word and you can't use it, but we can? So I don't know. She's saying it's, you know, racial appropriation or whatever. It's like, well, then you guys shouldn't be using that N-bomb, apparently, and the white folks should because you took it from them, you know? I'm just flipping the coin over, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Not that I
think... People don't like it. A lot of people don't like it when you bring common sense into it.
No, actually, they usually get very offended, and they don't know why. I do like having fun with those people, though. I'll get them pissed off 4 or 5 times and for different reasons. And then one's like, why is your cat's asshole, right? Just zoom in on it.
You distracted me too much. I tried to make him the thumbnail for this week's show.
Is your cat's butthole? Where's Ray anyway? Is he still trying to get home?
No, oh, I'm here now.
Is he still checking in and, you know, making sure everything's okay with the wife? Or
no, sure just sitting down, getting my stuff, burritos together so I can eat them.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't fall and, like, break your neck in those 15-degree Virginia nights.
No. It's kind of funny listening to you guys talking because I feel like I still listen to the podcast while I'm driving.
Brazil is in the news
again
twice this week, actually.
Oh, the politicians.
Well, we'll get to that one. We're gonna go into this thing about hackers going into their medical ministry.
They're targeting their vaccine data.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with that?
I don't know. Prove that it's been faked.
maybe publish that the very people saying you have to get vaccinated haven't been. I don't know. I don't know what you would do with that info. I mean, maybe it has more info than we would think of. Maybe it has like social security numbers and bank account numbers for all we know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, for all I know, it's at this point being a vaccine database, if it carries certain information, it might just be a giant database of everyone, your first pet's name and your mother's maiden name info. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steal everyone's identity. I don't know. But typically, I'm thinking like, oh, you need a vaccination list. What are you going to do with it? You know, why would you steal it?
Yeah.
Just me. What do you think about it? Like,
what about if you delete it? If you manage to get in, delete everything.
They didn't do that, though, did they?
No, but there's people saying like, oh, you know, get information secure, not gonna get hacked, and now we got this.
I guess, but they didn't. So. Speaking of Brazil, while we're speaking about weird politics in Brazil.
This is a Ray story here. I know it is.
I did not watch the video, but I did read the little blurb attached to it. Ray, tell us all about this. Ray's not here. He's muted. All right. Well, apparently these two politicians had a big giant dispute on this water park conservation thing or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they got into the octagon with like 6-ounce gloves and duked it out in the, you know, winner take all.
Yeah. 3 rounds.
Yeah. I didn't even see who won, because honestly, I don't have any stake in what's going on, but I think that's pretty cool.
One of them was a Silva. So
Silva, like Anderson Silva, Silva,
probably part of the family. Enrique da Silva.
That sounds like a fighter you would watch, because they always have the best fighters. Always have the. This is gonna sound super racist. Have the most ethnic names, whether it's like Slavic or Scandinavian or super African. It's the best fighters always have the craziest names, like George Saint Pierre. You know,
Silva was calling the other guy a crook. So,
what's funny is Ray, when he put it in the group, he actually said, "Oh, what should we do this year?" I think it's Portland, Oregon. Maybe I'm wrong. I meant to look it up, but I didn't have time when I was putting this together. But you're actually allowed to have a fist fight. You have to call the police to come and basically sanction the fight, like make it fair or whatever. Not, so you don't kill someone.
Uh-huh.
No, but you can actually have a fist fight over an issue. You know, as long as you're not kicking them in the teeth when they're down, the cops are going to kind of let it go. And it's actually on the law, but you have to sign, you know, paperwork and everything, but you can do this. It doesn't sound like a terrible idea to me.
Like, yeah, I get the people's anger out of them.
Oh, it's better than going shooting. You know, if you're that
better
angry,
than a duel.
Well, yeah, if you're that upset about something and the other guy's that upset, there's no way you're going to agree on it, and it's going to come to a fight. Why not actually just have a fist fight where you're less likely to do serious harm, right, long-term harm, and have a police officer standing by watching, making sure someone doesn't actually get killed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, so you guys ever hear about this Providence in Peru on Christmas Day? They don't celebrate Christmas, but the entire town get together and start fist fight whoever you got disagreement with.
It's really
like purge.
Yeah, like something like that. But neighbors, you know, they like, have dispute with the neighbors. They get into a fist fight. There's videos on YouTube about this thing. It's like, it's funny as hell.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Oh, dude, they've been doing this for years. And
oh, okay. Well, that's different. No, that's different.
Yeah, this is so it's like a celebration. Yeah. You know, basically what it is, you leave your anger behind in the year past and move on. You know,
you say Christmas though, not New Year. I thought.
Yeah, because Christmas time and they're celebrating Christmas.
Right.
They don't celebrate Christmas, but you know, that's the basic concept. Like, you know what? Leave everything behind this year, start fresh. You know.
There's his cat again. I am going to he's making all sorts of crazy noise. Maybe that's the cat.
No, it's not the cat. That's Ray.
He's busy. Yeah, me moving around. No, he's just moving around.
Alyssa Milano pictures have shown up. And she's all sorts of pissed off because she's being blown up for what she's. It's basically her in blackface. But she was doing a Snooki bit from Jersey Shore.
Oh God!
And she's saying it's not the same thing. It's like you darkened your skin.
That's blackface.
To make fun of, you know. It's like what's that?
To make fun of Southern talent Jersey.
Yeah. Well, either way, it seems like blackface to me. I might actually use it as my thumbnail this week. I shared it to you last week, like the next morning when I found the picture. And you're like, is this your thumbnail? I was like, oh God, no. I was like, this has nothing to do with the show. But yeah, she's making a big deal about, oh, that's not what it was supposed to be. That's not what I meant. And she, you know, it's like, yeah, well, apparently it only matters what was intended, depending on which side of the aisle you sit on. Which, by the way, how did Robert Downey Jr. get away with it? You saw Tropic Thunder, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a great movie.
It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious that he dyed his skin black for a role or whatever.
That movie wouldn't be made today.
You say that, but it was only a little while ago. So funny. He goes, the guy's like, oh, you people. And he goes, what do you mean, you people? And then the actual black guy goes, what do you mean? What do you mean, you people? It was so funny. It was a Blazing Saddles kind of joke, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, that show would not be made. That movie would not be made today. But she made it. I don't know. She's all butthurt that she's being given a hard time about this, and that's kind of what she did. And she made a big deal about the January 6th insurrection. Meanwhile, at the time she had already previously broken into the Senate of the United States,
right,
dressed as a handmaiden, right?
From Handmaid's Tale.
You remember this, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference? You know, I've heard people. I actually brought this up, and someone says, like, "Oh, well, they weren't violent." And I was like, "You say that, but the only person killed was by the police, and they were a United States military veteran."
Yeah.
But she was. Yeah, there you go. She was a military veteran. Was the only person killed that night. And, you know, you held people in jail for almost a year now without bail.
In solitary confinement.
Yeah. 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 No, actually, there's been a lot of complaints of that. And apparently there's an issue with the plumbing working. It's not a steady thing. It comes and goes, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that happens unless it's someone busting their ass to make it work and just can't keep up.
Right.
Anyway, moving on. Let's bring back
Jussie Smollett.
Yes, thank you for not saying Juicy Smollett.
Everyone was doing
that Chappelle thing.
One of the black juror, there was one of them on the panel that came out and said that there's one thing that he did during the trial that just made it so he couldn't believe what Smollett was saying. Basically, he said that if they looped a noose around his neck, rip it off and keep it off.
He made a big deal, said that. They made a big deal about, he was the black juror. But it's not just a black dude who wants to take a noose off his neck.
No, everybody.
You know what I mean?
And apparently when he got home, he put the noose back on his neck so the police could see it. I don't think the police really needed to see it on his neck to know what it looked like.
Well, yeah, and I just, why would you put it back on? I thought he had it on the whole time.
I don't know.
I thought he never took it off. That was the whole point. So it was the way it was, kind of thing.
Story doesn't add up.
None of it adds up. Someone puts a rope on your neck trying to... Okay, first of all, the rope he uses... Oh, man, I meant to have it around here. I have some around here. The rope he used
is... You got one laying around in this?
Actually, I believe it or not, I do. no, but I tied it like 15 years ago, and I used to hang it up here in the corner. Mm-hmm. It was on a teddy bear wearing a New York Yankees jersey.
Sure, okay.
No, I'm not even kidding you. The thing hung there for like 15 years. When we started the show, I took it down because it was up there before I enlisted. I took it down. We started the show because I didn't want a bear with a noose around its neck hanging down right here every time. Yeah, the noose is around here somewhere still. Granted, it takes a little bit of effort to learn how to tie a noose, but it's not that hard. But you do have to learn how to tie one, which brings me to the Bubba Wallace thing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it's on our list.
No, it was a pull down for the door.
Yes, he was. And apparently he's got like a Netflix special about the hate crimes that happened against him. And all I could think when I saw it, or maybe it wasn't Netflix. I thought it was Netflix. Maybe not. I don't know. All I could think though was, wasn't this proven to be a giant farce within hours?
Yeah.
Like it was, they used
it. How many FBI agents took, like 17?
Yeah, something stupid like that for just hate crimes. Like, oh, it was literally on every garage door. And it was just, you put a little loop on the bottom of the door so you can grab it and pull it down instead of holding it in your hand. You could just put your fingers through it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they had this whole thing. I think only trail is out. And it was, oh, all right. And what's, I don't know who this Michelle
DeFoya is. She is the NBC sideline reporter for their NFL.
So she does the interviews of the players and the coaches.
She went on The View as a conservative. And
well, that was a mistake.
Disparaged Kaepernick as a conservative on The View. And now NBC says it's not really happening. They're saying that she's getting COVID time off because they were planning on that all from the get-go.
Yeah, and her, quote, bye weeks showed up.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't believe it.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't care. Well, I do if you're being censored, fired for your opinion.
I mean... Why is Colin Kaepernick still a media figure after all these years?
Well, especially after that last stunt he pulled with that Netflix documentary, whatever it was, with the he compared NFL coaches and owners,
to slave traders and slave
owners. And it's like they were making sure we were in shape and ready to compete. And it's like, yeah. Yeah.
And they paid millions of dollars. They want you to be able to compete.
Oh, yeah. They just paid, they're paying you like $35 million a year. They're hoping you bring them in $80 million a year. You
know? Exactly.
Same thing with the military. They want to know if you fit to fight.
Yeah. When I signed up for the Navy, they looked at me like I was a fucking horse. They pulled my gums up and looked at my teeth. Freaking, they looked in places that no woman I've ever known intimately has ever looked.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. They made sure everything worked before they accepted it. You know what I mean? Oh, my. The only people to ever touch my prostate. Brian's too old to be able to say that.
I'm getting rid of my prostate, so...
Well, that's unfortunate.
One piece at a time.
Did you nut in a cup?
For what?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Honestly, I don't know what you're going to do with it. Like,
exactly.
A memento? keep it in a jar of liquid nitrogen on the shelf on the fireplace? On the mantle right next to the stockings?
Nope, I didn't do that.
All right, well, you know. That's something I would have done because that's just because I'm weird. Like when they cut my brain apart, I actually asked the doctor. I've mentioned this before. I had the doctor take pictures before and after for me, and he thought it was the weirdest question ever. It's like, no one's ever asked for pictures. It's like, really? You're cutting a rotten piece of my brain out of my head. It's like, I want a photograph of this shit. And now I have photographic documentation. There's, in fact, a brain in my head.
That's good. You might be able to use that in your VA claim.
Oh! I got news on that today.
No way.
I did just today. Apparently they finally got in touch with the guy that matters. And all I could think was, it's been like 4 months or something like that, right?
Yeah.
What took so long? Oh, this is why I don't have any faith in the system anymore.
Right.
I'm still waiting on my VA claim. I've been out of the service for like 15 years. They cut a piece of my brain out of my head.
Not service connected.
Yeah. It happened when I was enlisted. And I'm on medication for the rest of my life because of this. I have steel plates in my head. And at any given point, I might just have a seizure.
Yep.
So, look, that's why you should watch the show sometimes. Actually, you can listen. I prefer if you listen. But if you hear something crazy, I haven't watched the video version. You might actually watch me like bite my tongue off.
Must be a hell of a burrito he got. His
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
So we got a Penn State swimmer come out. Another one. We got three swimmers that have come out now.
Well, not a Penn State swimmer. Well, everyone said Penn State swimmers. There was the UPenn swimmer that they were upset about. Actually, the two women that spoke up were competitors, not her own team.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of them was her own team. This is another competing team that basically said this. It just didn't feel fair walking in.
Well, it's not.
And she said, you went in knowing there's no chance to win at all, period. Even if you had a great, you know, best of your life. What bothered me was she went on to say, like, I know other people agree with me and everyone feels this way, but she did it anonymously.
Yeah.
If you honestly thought everyone agreed with you, you would put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Be John Hancock, right? Be Rosa Parks. You'd be the one who everyone agrees with me, blaze the damn trail, right?
Right.
But everyone's too worried about,
offended.
Not even, but
people think backlash, they're like they're gonna hunt it for the rest of their life.
They think if they keep their head low that they'll be left alone, but then they only get upset when it affects them personally, you know. And now parents, just like what happened in Virginia, once they affected the education system for elementary or for public school, moms got pissed. And it affected the moms. And the moms voted. That's what it takes, is for it to affect the individual. The actual average person does not pay attention. They think they do.
Uh-huh.
They at least understand there's a new variant out, but they don't. They don't realize that only one person on the planet has died of Omicron. They don't realize that no one in the United States died of Omicron. They don't realize that only 46 people in the United States have had Omicron, but they're ready to get their next booster shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what we're finding, though, is more and more people aren't getting their booster shots, you know?
Oh.
They feel like two shots was enough, and if it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work, you know?
Well, bullshit. I don't believe that. These people are going to take shots the rest of their lives. They get a flu shot every year.
I personally know people that have said they're not getting the booster shot.
But they get a booster shot for the flu every year, don't they?
I don't know, because I don't get the flu shot.
Yeah. I'm about to get a flu shot vaccine this year for the first time since I got out of the service. Just because I have a 20-month-old, and the flu is more dangerous for toddlers than me. I can deal with the flu. I would rather deal with the flu than the complications of the possible shit.
Get it early in the week so you'll have the flu out of your system by the time the show comes around.
The new one doesn't actually have live virus in it, does it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the flu shot in like 15 years. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, the same flu shot you got was the one I got. That was the one they tested, literally tested on us in the Navy. The nasal shot.
Yeah.
They tested this on the military before they dispersed it to the public, right? They didn't even pretend like it didn't. Like, yeah, this is what's going on. You guys are gonna see. We're gonna see what happens with you before we release it to the public. Oh. Thanks. at least you told me, I guess.
Well, former Governor Cuomo was in the news again this week.
Well, yes. Yes, and I'm actually pretty excited about this next little segment here because I thought I made that flow pretty good.
The state ethics panel came out and said he has to return all the money from his pandemic book deal.
Sorry, I don't know what exactly that means. What was his pandemic book deal?
He got a book deal to write about his response to the pandemic and how great it was.
Didn't he kill like 6,500 old people?
Yeah, they left that chapter out of the book.
So why do they want the money back? Did he not write the book?
Because I think it has something to do with that. I think it has to do with he was using staffers to write the book.
Well, I'm pretty sure I saw something.
Yeah, he violated pledges not to use state resources or government staff to repair the project.
So what you're saying is he used taxpayers' money to write the book for him.
Yes.
Shouldn't that be a charge in a courtroom?
Well, he's a Democrat. Probably never going to happen.
Jesse Smollett was, too, and he was just convicted on 5 felony charges. But has he been sentenced?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
He's looking at up to 15 years, right?
3 years, I heard.
3 years per charge.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was convicted of 5 of them.
It'll be interesting to compare his charges to the truck driver's charges.
The who?
The truck driver that got the 110 years.
Yeah. There he goes again. What the hell's going on at Ray's house?
It's a party.
Yeah.
My wife was like doing pills or something. I don't know.
Doing pills.
Have her share some, dude. And
it flew. She was cutting the pill in half.
All right.
I still don't know what's going on. Anyway.
One of these days, we're gonna be professional when we do this shit.
Yeah, we're not gonna have one interrupted our show.
Exactly.
By the way, anyone who is still listening, we're going to be a day early next week as well. It's Christmas Day. We would rather do it a day early than do Christmas. Come on. Speaking of, we talked about this, and you're like, oh, if we were the No Agenda Show, we'd do it on Christmas too. Did they do one yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, because I could not find it through my podcast app, and I didn't get to listen to an episode. Yeah, I listen to it every Friday at work.
And they, on one of the episodes recently, they talked about the magic number 33. So
they every fucking episode.
Yeah, but this one they brought up the basketball player we talked about last week. You know how he was 33 years old.
Yeah, we scooped him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only done that a couple times, which is that always feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We scooped everyone, though. No, everyone that's not worshiping at the altar of Biden, you know, who has not accepted the vaccine into their life.
Exactly.
They're finally almost everyone's now saying that this is a giant test of compliance. And I'm going nuts every time I hear it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I've been screaming this for like 18 months.
Yeah.
You've been putting this out and putting it out, but no one listens to us, which makes me think that someone does that has access to other people. Because, well, the thing is, they're using the same words we've been using, attesting right. compliance all of a sudden. You know, I don't know, man. I think we're predicting the shit better than everyone else. I was actually getting ready to set up a new Google Doc for predictions that we could put predictions in and see if they happen.
In the last month, we've had the last 18 days, we've had 20 listeners in the in Canada and 12 in the United States.
Canada,
we're international.
Well, we're global. Internet. Dude, we've had intercontinental guests.
19 from Alberta and one from Saskatchewan.
You know what?
In the hell are these people finding the show?
I have a lot of friends on Facebook from stupid stuff that I've done.
Okay.
And they might have friends, you know what I mean? Like I used to play a lot of those Facebook games, and I met some people, and maybe some of them have seen it and sharing it to their friends. Best part is these Saskatchewan or Saskatchewan, depending. I'm not sure which one you're looking at, and what Alberta. Chances are they have a drinking game attached to our show.
That's what we got to come up with. We got to come up with our own drinking game.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I'm going to start. Okay, I am going to make a big effort in the new year to my camera won't focus all of a sudden in the new year to up the show's quality. We might have a couple new changes that we're not ready to drop yet. We'll see how that goes, but I'm gonna try to introduce some sound effects, bring them back, because I did that for a little while. I was worried about being a morning show sound, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we could use some funny intro music with some good quotes of Biden or Pelosi, you know?
Oh, see, he went live. Now he's got a beer in his hand. So.
Never mind.
He looked like Worf from Star Trek. I have a Batleth in my garage.
Yeah.
All right.
Pedophile.
CNN's diddling more kids.
Yeah, I got my life best.
There you go. We talked about the other pedophile last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was grooming kids.
Yeah, the other CNN, Chris Wallace's producer, or not Chris Wallace, Chris Cuomo's producer.
Yeah, Cuomo's producer. This other guy here was asking for mother-daughter nude pics.
What?
From this woman, and the daughter's like 14 years old. Mm. And like this dude thought she was like cool and down with it, because to be fair, the mother was a whore.
Mm.
Doesn't mean she expects her daughter to be a whore, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I'm assuming this is a last resort. And this dude just expected her to, like, yeah, your daughter is a piece of shit, too, you know?
So this is probably Veritas discovered this?
Yeah, James O'Keefe, dude. He's, like, the last bit of investigative journalism there is.
Yeah.
They're actually involved in all sorts of lawsuits right now, especially the New York Times. I think we've brought this up before. And that was when the New York Times actually released all the info and the FBI raided his entire company and their homes. And then somehow within an hour and a half, the New York Times is releasing stuff, info of what was found there. Right. It's like, oh yeah, the FBI didn't dump that to the news, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Actually, yeah, I remember this specifically because that was, it was over Ashley Biden's diary that Project Veritas never published because they couldn't verify it. But when the FBI showed up to say it was stolen federal property, and like, well, that you, thanks for verifying it.
We've had a couple of news people shake ups this week. Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday is not going to be doing the show after 18 years, which is fine. I gave up watching that show a long time ago.
I gave up on Fox News anyway. I gave up on cable news a long time ago.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, he's going to CNN.
Yeah, well,
oh, and it's not really CNN. He's going to CNN Plus.
The internet version. CNN
needs their own streaming service.
Yeah, well,
so let me get this. He's going to a failing news TV show.
A series
that nobody knows about.
Oh no, not just leaving an established place where people know him, which by the way, I think he's been a piece of garbage there for a long time.
Yeah.
But to go to CNN, which is soaked in sexual assault allegations, Don Lemon
but
is still
not
looking...
even CNN proper. He's going to CNN Plus.
I know, it's even worse.
Starting their own streaming service up. They want to get into the Plus business, like Paramount Plus and Discovery Plus and Apple Plus.
Do they got F Plus for failure Plus?
Well, they already lost their airport contract. You think you're gonna? I say that, but they get more views on YouTube than they do on TV.
I wonder how many downloads they're gonna get for the app.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, it's supposed to be a pay-per-view thing. Like,
who's going to watch it for CNN?
Well, then nobody's going to watch it.
No, that maybe I misheard, but from what I hear is like you get the CNN Plus, and then you pick people that you want to follow, and you like use your credits or your whatever to follow certain people, and different people cost different amounts. And I was like, this sounds like a weird system to me.
Yeah.
I might have heard wrong. It's also time possible. Someone blew smoke up my ass because that happens a lot.
Who was the last person that left Fox and went somewhere else?
What's his face?
Brett Baier.
Brett Baier.
Yeah.
And the blonde
and then
girl.
There's another one, too, that left.
The lady.
He went to CNNBC.
Who?
Shepard Smith.
Shepard Smith? Actually, I like Shepard Smith.
What?
I did.
Yeah, he went. He's doing hard news on CNBC now.
Actually doing news though.
What's the name of that lady, dude? That was
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, yeah.
She's doing a podcast.
She's got Sirius XM too. She's got a show on Sirius.
Same show.
Adam Curry did the show.
Yeah, and I clicked on it to listen to it. After about 45 minutes to listen to Sharon Osbourne talk about nothing, I stopped listening. Had enough. I was like, I'm not even going to wait to get to Adam Curry. I don't care. This is already pissing me off.
Like, all those people leaving Fox thinking they're going to follow them, and nobody does.
No. But Chris Wallace lost his following on Fox, like Jeffrey
during
said.
The debates.
Years ago.
During
years
the debates. Ago. During the debates, when he picked a side. It was Trump? So obvious.
He was debating Trump?
Yeah, instead of moderating it. And I was like, come on, dude, you're supposed to... And at that point, we actually respected him as a journalist. And I was like, dude, you're debating him and not moderating.
Yeah. Not even pushing Biden at all. Like, really? Like, nothing to him? Like, yeah, you're just being biased.
Yeah. Well, just speaking of journalists, here, let's go to this... Somewhere here, something about John Stossel. It doesn't say John Stossel. It's something about Facebook admitting their fact checkers make shit up.
Like we didn't know that already.
I know. Well, conspiracy theories, right? Well, it was a conspiracy theory that your phone listened to you when people said that.
But ever since the election, I don't get the fact check alerts on Facebook, my newsfeed anymore. They magically just stopped after the election.
Oh, you don't get the fact checker thing? I get it all the time.
No, the news. They don't get the news fact check.
I don't get any fact checks on mine.
I get the little things like, oh, they're talking about this. Maybe you should check this. And I'll fact check false. And I was like, this is this. But anyway, they're being sued by John Sossel because of this. Because John Sossel is I think he quoted the CDC.
Yeah, we talked about this last week briefly.
Yeah, and they fact checked him as false, and he sued him. And well, Facebook came out and said, well, technically speaking, our fact checkers are opinion. They're not actually news. And this opened up a whole giant thing about censorship. And was it 20? What is it?
Section 201, where they have immunity as a publisher.
Yeah, 213C.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they get, yeah, because they're not publishing. But once you said this is an opinion and we're not actually just fact checking, that's admitting even further. But just fact checking was publishing and not platforming. Looks like Stossel is going to win a ton of money because they came out and specifically said, we at Facebook deem this as untrue.
Right.
And it's like, but you said this was an independent, opinion, but it says right here, we at Facebook. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Stossel do something else besides what he's doing, but he's always been a good reporter, and he's actually been to my hometown that I'm still living back in now.
Uh-huh.
He did a piece.
We can get him on the show.
Yeah, oh, that'd be awesome. Well, he didn't live here. He came and did a piece on government waste.
Let's buy a beer. Probably beer.
Well, you talk about postal service, and there's a post office 3/4 of a mile from my house. I can send mail out of, but my mail does not come through. It's a different zip code, but there's like 3 post offices in a town of like 6,000 people. And it's just, he did a big thing. He's like, this is a giant waste of a post office. It's been here for 180 years, and the people that live near it can't even use it. All right, moving on. We can go where you want. I don't know if you want to talk about Manchin, that's fine. I could talk about him for 20 minutes, but.
Well, I mean, we can just bring it up quickly. You know, everybody, the liberal Democrats are freaking out that he's holding up the Build Back Better plan.
Yeah, what about the 50 other senators?
Well, he's the one that's probably running for re-election next year.
In West Virginia.
In a state that went for Trump by over 10 points. So if he wants to win re-election, he kind of has to sway a little bit to the right.
I'm not even going to say if he wants to win re-election. Let's say if he wants to do the job that he's expected to do, he has a mostly conservative constituency. And you're supposed to do their bidding, not your own opinion, right?
Right. That's not how it's done in Congress anymore, though.
No, and I honestly respect the guy. And he even says, this is just too much money.
Yeah.
And Pelosi goes, well, maybe if we sweeten the pot for him a little bit, we can get him to sign on. It's like, no.
That's the problem. Sweating the pot is the problem.
Yeah, he's like, the pot's too sweet. It's a giant pot full of honey. That's what we call a honey pot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Nancy Pelosi. Well, yeah, but they're acting like Manchin is the only thing. First of all, don't forget, you still have Sinema, too.
Yeah.
As a Democrat. But then all 50 Republican senators.
Right.
That's just, it's not one guy holding it up. It's you guys don't have enough votes. Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Notice it's a threat to our democracy every time they get outvoted.
Right.
I don't think people understand what democracy means if they say things like that.
Well, we're not a democracy either, so.
No, we're a democratic republic, and a democracy is absolutely ludicrous. And it's literally mob rule. Nothing
would get done.
No, it's literally mob rule. Yeah. Well, we'd be like Australia, freaking replacing our leader every freaking 18 months. Just vote him out. Just vote him out. We don't like what's going on. It's like, but dude, it takes more than a year to change shit. You know?
Well, let's move on to everybody's favorite doctor.
That's why Australia's on fire, by the way, and they're
being Dr. Seuss.
And being arrested. Dr. Fauci. Okay, I'm sorry. I almost revealed something that I am tempted to do for next week's episode. We'll see if I'm any good at making music.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, tell me about Dr. Fauci.
Well, he's baby. Come out and said that booster shots are here to stay, and we're just going to have to get used to it.
Good. So it's not going away?
No.
So these shots are malaria pills?
Basically.
We need to make a Google Doc for predictions, dude. Come on. Granted, the words we've been using, what was hyperbolized, calling them malaria pills. But it's going to be, you need this constantly. Why are we called the nut jobs?
I don't know.
And what's even worse is when you point out, like, oh, well, this is what we've been saying. Well, you didn't know. It's like, obviously, someone understood something.
Yeah.
It's like, how many times is someone to say, told you so? Before you finally say, maybe they know something I don't. You know?
Yeah. And here's a prediction that I know we talked about last year. And I know President Biden predicted it last year that
the winner did it for last year,
severe
too.
Illness and death for the unvaccinated.
Oh, because of Omicron?
No, because of COVID.
Yeah, Omicron.
Sounds so deadly.
Well, yeah, if you're worried about Omicron, wait for freaking Megatron and Optimus Prime to show up.
They're coming.
Yeah, they'll fuck your world up, dude. they've been... Does anyone realize that the average person who dies of any of these COVID things is over 65 years old?
No. And that's why I don't understand the big push to get two-year-olds vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, I understand you don't want your fathers to die. You don't want your mothers to die. I get that. But it's not exactly... Well, it's not taking out our most healthy, but you know what is? I can't say it because YouTube's going to give me a strike, but soccer players worldwide are dropping dead.
Dropping like flies. That makes me wonder, are the professional players in the United States actually getting real shots?
Someone listens to the No Agenda show.
Yeah.
Okay, those guys are nuts. You know that, right?
A little bit, yeah.
What was it? Buzzkill or Jack... Jackpot or whatever.
Yeah, and Jackpot. Buzzkill. Yeah.
Oh my god, I do enjoy the show. I'm upset because I missed this week's episode. This Thursday's. I usually listen to it at work today, Friday. I checked like six times.
That's why you got to get a podcasting 2.0 app.
Still don't know what that is. Hey, what is this? What's this?
Well, you got to get a CNN Plus.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be on CNN Plus.
You can get them on CNN Plus, but only if you're in an airport in an international terminal.
Let me see if I can find CNN Plus on here. Google.
It's not Marvel. There yet. I haven't made it yet. It's coming.
I see CNN Live, CNN Go. CNN News Live TV app and CNN News app free. No plus.
All right. So, a while ago, the FDA actually issued a warning about these Pfizer vaccines with the heart inflammation thing, the myocarditis that we keep getting in trouble for mentioning.
Uh-huh.
Well, and they make it a big deal. It's like, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's not an issue. It's yeah, whatever. And go ahead, Brian, put on your tinfoil, no agenda hat and tell me all about this and how Pfizer has quietly added a heart attack drug to the child version of the vaccine.
Yeah, that's a little bit on the crazy side.
Maybe because their shot causes fucking heart attacks.
For kids.
Yeah. Well, what? I don't know. Why are these world athletes dropping dead on the soccer field? I'm sorry, football field.
I mean, this is...
Si se puede.
I'm just, you know... I don't understand it. You know, people have finally blindly followed the government, you know, to get these shots, not waiting for, you know, long-term studies to come out, long-term effects of them and stuff like that. You know, it's getting to the point where now I'm beginning to think the cure may be worse than the actual disease.
I guess that depends on who is getting the shot. I'm glad I waited a little bit because no one's put this, no study has come out explaining this, but apparently they know that you might seize to death if you're epileptic if you take these, some of these shots. This must have happened for them to think that's a possibility, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, people go into Walmart and getting vaccines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, this is ridiculous. Not just Walmart, the parking lot at a at a Red Cross like tent. And it's like, are you kidding me? I'm glad I didn't just go get a shot and just, oh my God, could you imagine the mess I would have made? Just can you imagine the mess it would be seizing to death on the concrete outside of Walmart in front of 1,000 people after getting a shot?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine the hysteria and the panic that would happen? blood would be pouring everywhere after the fall. You know what I mean? Hit your head on the concrete, then you thrash around.
Yeah.
And everyone sees this and they're going, oh my God! Now, luckily, not a whole giant population is epileptic. Yeah. All right. Keep me on track, Brian.
All right.
I say this, but I'm actually making an effort to drag this out a little bit longer so it's not a 20-minute show.
Well, we're already past that. So
I know. We've done pretty good.
Here in Virginia, they removed the Robert E. Lee statue. This was Charlottesville. And now they think they may have found a time capsule from 1887 in the process.
Well, they expected to find one when they initially did all this, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't for whatever reason.
You know, this is in Richmond. This is a statue from Richmond. Well, they removed the base this week because the Democrat governor is doing everything possible to make sure that the Republican governor can't put a statue in its place of something.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, they're getting the base removed before the inauguration day next month.
Well, if the base isn't there, you can't put it.
And they've transferred the land. It used to be state owned land that it was on. They've transferred it to the city of Richmond.
I think we mentioned this last week, but they said they're gonna put this statue into a museum. A Robert E. Lee statue. You do realize
this is the one that's getting burned.
They melted it down into scrap to pour a new statue.
And there's court cases against that now. Well, two people that actually want to keep the statue, two museums have actually sued because they're saying the way it was decided who's going to get the statue to do what with it. Is one, it's a violation of the law in Virginia because there's a law that says you just can't randomly destroy statues.
Really?
There's a historical preservation law where you gotta, you know, jump through hoops in order to destroy a statue. And the other one is saying that it was just arbitrary who they decided to, because the other places offered to buy the statue and they were just giving it away to be melted down.
Well, to erase history is to say it never happened.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Why?
Because the Democrat Party.
That's not a good answer. Like, what are they trying to do by doing this?
Delete the Democrat Party history.
How is the Democrat Party benefiting from this? Because they're not doing real good right now. Like, they're looking to get fucked in the midterms. And even the New York Times and CNN is saying, who else could run for president besides the president or the vice president? New York Times had 11 candidates to run. Like, to what benefit? That's what I'm saying. To what benefit? Why are they doing this crap? Not helping them.
They're not writing crayons on the box, but they know how to shoot.
You say that shit, but Nancy Pelosi has all the insider trading info, and she's making.
I know. Millions. What the hell? I saw a video say, like, if you want to get money, you better learn how to trade like Nancy Pelosi oh, does.
You don't need to learn how to. Her economics are a matter of public record because she's a lawmaker. Not even kidding you, there are people doing this. They're just investing what Nancy Pelosi invested in.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what's going on here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just nothing to see here.
I don't know what I did. Oh, I closed Facebook. Oops. Oh, well, I don't need it. Yeah. Well, apparently in this time capsule, there's a picture of Lincoln in his coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, most people that matter, not you or me, seem to think that this is probably going to be a drawing. But I saw something that said there might be a rare photograph, you know, and I was like, I doubt that. You know, I was like, it seemed like super clickbait, you know?
Yeah, but if a photograph probably wouldn't. If it's not temperature controlled and really preserved, it's not going to last over 100 years in the ground.
Well, actually, you say that. In the ground is the best place to temperature control.
They're putting a new time capsule in place of it.
Oh, no. Yeah, we talked about this already. There's this BLM stickers. And
the COVID vaccine card.
Oh, your vaccine passport.
Who's putting in their COVID card so they won't have it to carry around anymore?
No, you have to get two more shots.
Hey, well, I got like 15 of them. They're so easy to print out.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll talk offline.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. We might have to do a post-show.
a VIP show.
We've done it before, actually, haven't we?
Only members, you have to donate like a certain amount.
Yeah. Only members, you have to donate at least clicking on it to watch. Hey, but seriously, anyone wants to throw a couple bucks at us? Like, I'm not even kidding, even $3. We have to pay a fee every year for storage space.
And we need more beer.
Whoa, geez. We're not even going to worry about paying for beer. I think it's going to be a while before we get viewers to even pay for our subscription fees to run the show. Do people realize this is coming out of our pocket?
No, probably not.
This is a hobby. Like, we're actually paying to do this. And, if you're having fun, give us a value for value. If you think we're worth $10, throw $10 at us, you know?
Sure. Don't forget to share.
Yeah.
Hit that like button.
Likes are good, but share it. Hey, and rumble us. We get monetized. We've been monetized a lot lately on Rumble for a handful of reasons. I'm not sure what they are. We haven't made any money on Rumble yet. But we've been monetized on Rumble. And we are not monetized on YouTube because we do not meet the criteria.
Never will either.
No, I think we have to have like 100,000 subscribers or something like that before we can even apply for monetization. And that just means we're going to have commercials on our show.
Yeah.
So again, if we do this value, throw us like $3, $5 once in a while.
We so this must be our story.
And it'll be
Daily Wire. That the Congressional Budget Office scored on the Biden agenda a fake score on a bill that doesn't even exist.
Someone did the math out on this Build Back Better because a whole bunch of this stuff has a sunset ideal. Ideal in terms of, oh, we're only going to do it for 2 years, and you know, but there's nothing that says it expires. So they're saying, well, we're going to assume it's going to keep going for a decade. Because there's nothing that says it expires, and it's going to cost this much money. And she was asked about it, and she's like, "Oh well, this is a made up idea, and not what we wrote in, you know, that you know." Basically, she danced around the topic and said, "Technically, you didn't say what we're technically doing, so it's not technically accurate."
That's, you know? I think, her main job is the dance.
Well, we brought this up all the way back to, what was that dude's name for Obama? The skinny white dude with the glasses?
I don't know. There were so many of them.
I know, right? I can remember back to Huckabee Sanders. Then we had McEnany, right?
Yeah.
That's and now, yeah, now we have Psaki. You remember the guy I'm talking about, though, that looked like Ed Snowden.
Yeah, because he was Hillary Clinton's, like, campaign manager.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's a shitty job. I would not want to be press secretary. That is such a terrible job. All right. So, everything costs more.
Why? No, that's not really happening. That's a figure of speech.
It's a transitory thing. It's never going to happen.
It's transitory.
Yep.
Yeah, except
I saved 9 cents the other day. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
What did you save 9 cents on?
On gas.
Well, you saved 9 cents on gas. From what? From the 100%, from the 100% increase on gas that happened in the 4 months before?
Yeah, I know.
It went from $2 to $4.
And, like, and
we brought gas down 10 cents.
And I save a lot of money by not charging people to come to my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I save a ton of money by not seeing my family.
No, that's what they're saying. You should charge people.
Well, I saw the COVID test in Walgreens a couple of days ago that you can buy to hand out to your guests when you show up for your holiday get togethers. You're at home COVID test.
Anyway, everything costs more, like we were saying.
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't eat turkey for Christmas. You should be looking at a vegetarian option.
Taco Bell is affordable if they open.
They're not open.
They said the same thing for Christmas. I don't know. I've never had turkey for Christmas.
I have.
I've done goose like before. Well, I love turkey, period, but baking a turkey is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the bird just naturally dries out in the oven. Like, it takes a lot of work to not dry it out.
Well, my brother likes to deep fry it.
Oh, he's going to burn his house down.
He's got a deep fryer outside.
Okay. They always do it outside, right next to their house.
No.
And then some dumbass puts a
fire than that.
Some dumbass puts a frozen turkey in it. And one
who's watching $600?
Oh, the Federal Reserve. They're inflation's going up crazy, so they're getting ready to tighten the credit in terms of increase credit rate. Yeah, interest rates. Thank you.
Damn it! Fuck.
Okay,
I want to buy a house before this happens.
Do it now. No. This isn't going to happen until.
I cannot buy a house right now.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
That sucks to be you.
I know. This fucking stupid laws. I cannot buy a house because
I love. I love how Ray knew what that meant immediately.
I cannot buy a house because I get paid by commission. I have to wait 2 years to with a history commission in order to apply for buying a house.
I haven't used my VA first time home buyer loan yet. I'm getting ready to buy a piece of property in West Virginia. It's like 15 acres.
Oh, okay.
For like $100,000. Like, oh, it's a forest. Okay. So what he's saying is I have a bunch of trees to cut down and sell. You know? All I have to do is be able to prove I have enough money coming in, which is easy enough. Pensions are doing that, let alone actual, like, I was about to talk about crypto for a minute.
All right.
They're raising the credit, the interest rates, but the Federal Reserve is, and I don't know if everyone realizes what that means, but
it's going to cost more.
Yeah, it costs the banks more money to borrow money.
Usually they can borrow money for no money.
Lately, for the last, almost 30 years? Maybe 20? 0% interest rates. And sometimes they get passed on for well-qualified buyers.
Right. I mean, there's some banks over in Europe that you have to pay the bank in order to get a loan. They've got negative interest rates. So
yeah, I've seen where you have to pay money to keep your money in a bank.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to keep your money in the bank, they charge you. It's like, what?
That's what's going on in Japan is the negative interest rate. So it's not unusual when you buy like a refrigerator or furniture for somebody, you're going to find cash, hidden stash of cash in the furniture because people don't trust the bank.
Well, you're just getting rid of cash. You can't use cash. You can't do cash transactions in most of the European Union now.
This cash transaction's happening. It might not be the euro, but this cash, no, cash doesn't mean necessarily a paper bill. Cash is something that can be easily exchanged to represent value. People are using something on the street, and you know this. They're not swiping the debit cards to buy crack. You know what I mean? And that's what they think. That's what in the United States has brought this up. Go, we'll stop these drug deals because you can't have this trash cash transactions. Elizabeth Warren brought that about Bitcoin, saying this is how drug dealers hide their money. First of all, Bitcoin actually has a blockchain set up that you can literally see where every piece of that thing went, and it's attached to something. The US dollar, as soon as it changes hands, someone else owns it. There's no transaction that happened. It's just someone else owns it. If I have 50 bucks and Brian comes and breaks my nose and takes it, and the cops show up and I say, he took my 50 bucks. And he says, no, I didn't. They're going to say, well, I don't know. He has 50 bucks and you don't. You know? Yeah. All right. Sorry. I can go on all day about this shit, especially
monetary policy.
Well, I've heard a lot of arguments, and I've made the argument before about abolish the Fed. What are we going to do instead of the Federal Reserve?
Base our currency on gold and silver like we had before. The Fed wasn't there forever. It got implemented back in 1913.
How do we get back to a gold standard?
We don't.
What do you mean?
No way.
We're in way too deep. We would have to burn. I say burn, but delete hundreds of trillions of dollars. When I say hundreds of trillions, it wouldn't be hundreds of trillions, but trillions of dollars. They just make them disappear.
Right now, the currency is backed up by the taxpayer.
No, the United States currency is backed by the faith that people have in the currency. And faith is declining, so it buys less and less, doesn't it?
Yeah, so now eventually people are going to go back to silver and gold. You know?
You say that shit, dude. And I've had the same
argument. It always happens. No. They always go back to that.
Okay, how much silver does it cost to buy a loaf of bread? And how are you going to measure this? Are you actually going to like cut off a hunk of your 1 ounce silver round to buy a loaf of bread?
No, that's why you got 10 cents in silver.
What?
A penny, a dime. Old constitutional dime.
So fucking currency.
Yeah, it's made out of
the
silver.
The same exact thing. It just fell apart.
No, not what it is based right now. They're just hunk of metals.
Why does silver have value?
People have been storing value on silver for the last 5,000 years.
Yep, but why? What makes it have value?
It doesn't corrode. You can use it for medicine.
First of all, it does corrode. It turns green. Wearing it is jewelry.
Copper.
Huh?
Copper is the one to turn green. That's why the Statue of Liberty is green.
Silver necklaces.
Yeah, and silver, yeah,
and silver and gold doesn't corrode.
Yes, they do, but wearing at least 90% pure silver sterling, the sheer fact that you wear it moves it around enough to polish it constantly. It does corrode. Everything gets oxidized. Oxygen is the catalyst every time.
But not gold and silver.
Yes. Dude, I'm a metalsmith.
All right, cool. But where's the last time you saw a green dime from the 1930s?
That's because it's not. It's like 1% silver. Just like people say. No, people say pennies are made of copper. They're dipped in copper. It's a fucking zinc slug.
Not anymore since 1982. Every penny before 1982 used to be made out of copper.
There's a little bit of copper in it.
Hmm.
All right. Well, the U.S. gymnastics team has settled with the Olympic Committee for $380 million.
Oh, for diddling all the young ladies? Gymnastics, by that, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, minors.
Yep.
So is this guy going to face charges?
I got to go.
That sucks. Is this guy gonna face charges?
You gotta take the dog out.
Is this guy gonna face charges for diddling all these like 15-year-old girls? No, he's not. Basically the victims are getting paid out.
Yeah.
What's even worse? I say even worse. It's not even worse. But what sucks is it's getting paid out of the taxpayers too, because it's the Olympic Committee thing.
Uh-huh. He is. He's doing 40 to 175 years in prison.
Oh, thank God.
And then he was sentenced to another 40 to 125 years after pleading guilty to molesting young gymnasts at a Michigan training facility.
Oh.
So, yes, he is doing time.
So he's going to die in prison. Yeah. He's looking at least 80 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase that. At least 40. They might be consecutive, or I'm sorry, concurrent. I had a whole thing to bring up about the. There we go. That's actually where we are. We already mentioned the Pelosi pot.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be. I meant to actually call this a different color. Didn't have time. New York Times is saying we're getting closer and closer to a civil war.
Well, we've been saying that on the show for years.
We have. And lately, actually, as soon as this whole Corona shit started, it was like, this is going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have been wrong. We might have been wrong, though. I think maybe the actual straw, the catalyst, is going to be Roe versus Wade. But the problem is that people that support Roe versus Wade have no idea what was actually done
right
through it and are not prepared for an actual conflict. There's no principle behind their emotion.
No.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And people that are easily offended are easily controlled.
And we've talked, we know, we've said it over and over again, Roe v. versus Wade should have never been brought down the way it was brought down by the Supreme Court. It's a states' rights issue, and that's what it's going to revert back to if and when Supreme Court ever makes a change to it.
Well, and then Roe versus Wade actually never once mentioned abortion in the entire decision. It was about privacy between a patient and a doctor.
Right.
Which actually, I brought this up last week, was this has been my entire argument against a vaccine mandate the entire time. Was medical, the HIPAA Act. Uh-huh. The was it there's another one too. It's not about your medical records, your private record, and the government has no access to it. I'm just waiting for my the people I work for to demand a vaccine. I'm just gonna ask them for it in writing, have them hand it to me, and then get fired. And just wait, because it's already been overturned twice by federal courtrooms.
Yeah.
Just wait for it to be done. Be like, all right, now you owe me for how many months' wages, you know?
Uh-huh.
Is Ray here?
He's muted right now. He's out walking the dog.
Oh, he's still walking the dog. All right, well, let's rip apart Biden for a minute.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to go smoke my pipe. Can you carry the show for like a minute and a half?
Sure.
All right, well, I don't know anything about what happened in Kentucky. Apparently, they were yelling the shit in his face.
Yeah, he showed up to look, check out what was being done on the recovery efforts, and protesters showed up and started shouting, "Let's go, Brandon," to him, right to his face. I don't think he's used to being confronted like that when it comes to protesters. I think he lives a pretty sheltered life, and it's not just because he's the president of the United States. It's because they do everything they can to keep him sheltered. So, that's the dealio there. I am restarting my computer. So, another topic we kind of skipped was Elizabeth Warren. You probably skipped it because that's Jeffrey's senator in the great state of Massachusetts.
I didn't vote for her.
She's demanding that we expand the Supreme Court because it's time.
It's time for what?
Expand the Supreme Court to more than 9 justices.
Because she's not getting her way.
Well, exactly. That's why I wanted to highlight this different color, because this is supposed to be the, well, duh, this is why I brought up the predictions thing, because we all saw this shit coming. The Civil War, we all said that they're going to want more Supreme Court justices to be able to overturn Trump's picks, right?
Yeah.
We said, duh, they're finally doing it, you know?
I mean, we live with the minority in the Supreme Court for how many years? 40, 50 years?
It never demanded more justices.
Yeah, never. No. But just because we didn't get our way does not mean we wanted more injustices.
You say we, like I have the same, necessarily the same opinions as you guys.
You didn't know.
Well, what sucks is at this point, they're the same opinions. But, I'm sure Ray listened, but we talked this last week how we used to disagree a lot and have conversations, and now it's that we hear the Democrats speak, we say that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But even President Biden's come out against expanding the Supreme Court because he knows, he's seen what happens when they make changes
to
the rules. It backfires on them every single time they make a change.
Especially the Democrats. And they're looking to get rid of the filibuster. They use the filibuster more than
they're
the Republicans
ones that
do.
Started to get rid of the filibuster.
They're like, we need to get rid of this because it's like, you guys use it more than anyone else.
Yeah.
But there's, and what's going to happen is they're going to abolish it. Sooner or later, they're going to. And then when it comes time, they're going to try to use it and they're going to be offended. They're going to say, who did this?
You did.
Well, the problem is they're going to say, well, by the modern standards at that point, it would have been far right extremists. Shit, people that voted for Obama are far right extremists now.
Yeah, they
are. I'm not even kidding you. Obama came out against same-sex marriage. That means you. That means you're a white supremacist, far right extremist, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's the white half of Obama.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the greatest. It was January 6th was the greatest attack on the United States ever.
Whatever.
Well,
anybody listening said, to the show knows that we think that's a bunch of hogwash.
Well, and then people probably was like, "What about the White House being burned down in 1815 by the English?"
They don't like, remember that.
They say, okay, since the Civil War.
The plane that ran down the White House.
Huh?
There's a plane that hit the White House years ago.
There was. Well, it was a biplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a biplane. It was like 20 years ago, too. It was like some guy built it in his backyard. But you bring up the War of 1812, whatever it was. That was it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they burned that in the White House in 1815. They say, oh, since the Civil War. And they say, Pearl Harbor. And then they say, okay, in the contiguous United States. And you say,
9/11.
Yeah. And they keep changing. It's like, seriously, like 600 people broke into a public building. Yeah, a couple people stole some stuff. They should be held accountable. They shouldn't have been sitting in solitary confinement for an entire year without trial.
Right. This constitutional right should not be avoided, you know. The fair trial, speedy trial, fair bail, bail.
Fair bail.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least they didn't just drone strike him like Obama.
Yeah. President Biden's out on the graduation commencement speech circuit now.
Hey, how come he didn't go to
the Navy?
How come Joe Biden didn't go to the Navy Army game?
That's a good question.
It's past his bedtime.
That was a better answer.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want to get Joe Brandon. By the entire stadium,
it interfered with Matlock. He needed his oatmeal and Matlock before bedtime.
And I actually watched that game. That's what I think we talked about it briefly last week on the show. That's one of the few college games I actually watched, and that was a really good game. Not just because Navy won either.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, actually, it goes back and forth, which is what's exciting about it. It really does. I saw some funny Onion and Babylon Bee articles, and it was like a leg that was blown off at the knee about to kick a ball. And it's like, Navy really needs to step up the defense if they're going to deal with the Army's artillery. I was like, that's pretty good. But it's always an exciting game.
He went to University of South Carolina, which is a predominantly African American school, and committed several gaffes in his commencement speech.
Oh, what's new?
I know. That's why I said we can make this a regular segment every week.
I know, but gaffes or him calling Kamala Harris the president?
I don't know. And he also called the George Floyd Justice Act, the George Family Justice Act Policing Act. He doesn't even know who the act is named after.
It was that big a deal. You know? Criminy. I don't even know what to think about a lot of this stuff anymore. You know what I mean? And maybe we could do a weekly segment of gaffes, but that just sounds like a lot of combing, doesn't it?
Not with Biden as president.
Well, you want to comb them out? If you can find one, if you can find a good gaff every week, I will set up my speakers and do this old school style again.
All right.
Problem is, I want to be able to push a button,
yeah,
and have it play through the show. And not have to play through a speaker into my microphone. I think it might be the software we're using, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to plug it in or not. Apparently, there's ways to do it with other stuff, but
yeah, there's always
ways. There's always a way to do something with something else. You know what I mean?
CNN always. Is so worried about 2024 that they're doing news stories about who should run as president. For the Democrat Party, and it won't be Biden or Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we brought this up earlier.
How come they don't do it for Republicans? I thought they were non-biased.
Well, he's the incumbent.
There you go, thinking again.
Oh my God, dude. Unload your gun, take the magazine out, put it down next to you, put your hands over your head, and walk out the front door. They're already waiting for you.
CNN.
Doing the thinking for you.
Well, they had like a list of like 11 candidates on CNN that, and oh my God, what's her name?
Hillary?
Crazy. They stole the election from me, woman.
Oh, the lady that's running for governor in Georgia again?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were talking about Hillary Clinton.
No, the crazy woman that swore the white man stole her job.
Stacey Abrams.
Abrams was on the list from CNN.
Nice. Wrong.
Yeah, she's rerunning for governor again.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, they suggested she should run for president. And I was like, you're out of your mind.
No. Let them do it. Let her do it.
Is Kamala Harris going to run for president again? I cannot.
He's the best candidate ever. Yes.
That's why her name wasn't on the list for CNN.
Wasn't exactly. What? No.
How racist can they be? They're fucking racist. Come on, CNN.
Well, Kamala Harris isn't black. She's like Indian and Jamaican or something. She's not African. Anyway.
It's diversity higher, okay?
Speaking of Kamala Harris, the board is getting worse and worse.
And there's actual numbers out now.
That was a good transition, wasn't it?
Yeah, the numbers from last November to this November are up 140%.
What does that mean?
Means more 140% more people tried to cross the border this November
than last November. So you're saying as many plus almost half as many again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a crazy number.
Trust me, I understand what 140% means. I'm just trying to make this an entertaining show here. Someday we'll figure out how to make this a show. When we first started out, it was just seriously, we just bullshit and drank beer. But we realized that was just no one wanted to listen to that. I say that I still don't listen to this shit.
Right. I do that. When I don't show up, I'm like, hey, let me see what they talk about. And I'm like, oh shit, you know, like, yeah, that's my fucking news thing. I'm like, no, you're saying it wrong. You're saying it wrong.
He quoted me incorrectly, that douche nozzle. Inflation's up.
No,
entirely. And it's not down.
Well, and it's real. By the way,
it's getting harder and harder to ignore inflation.
Yeah. Who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve? Yeah, oh my Jerome God, thank Powell. You. Who?
Jerome Powell.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because he was yelling before him, right?
Treasury.
Yeah, well, she's the Treasury Secretary now.
Yeah, even she says, like, no, this inflation ain't going away. It's going to be here.
You know, how is this she got a job? You could see that inflation coming a mile away.
Was she the Federal Reserve? I mean, she took Ben Bernanke's job, and all he did was inflate the dollar anyway. And that's what she learned how to do, is inflate the dollar. And her protege really took off inflating the dollar.
Like, when are they going to say, no, you cannot borrow no more money? This is it.
Well, I'm not even kidding you. If something does not change in the 5 years, we're going to be wiping our ass with dollar bills, just like German francs.
I want my $1 trillion bill.
I told you, I looked up that $100 trillion bill. No, I bought the first one for $5 at the actual exchange rate.
And now it's really expensive.
I can get you one.
Because
you
want everyone wants one.
I could get you like one.
$300.
You want me to send you one? I can get you one.
You got a connection?
Yeah, the coin store. Hello?
Yeah, but the thing is, they want like $300. I spent $5.
$6, where do I find you one?
Yeah, $100 trillion bill.
Matter of fact, Joe Biden sent me some money yesterday or today, and I'm going to go buy some silver.
Silver's good. I actually just moved a bunch of money to crypto.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I think crypto is going to be a big movement quickly because the world's currency is going to collapse because everyone's in debt, but no one's owed money. You know what I mean?
Everybody's got to faith in the dollar.
Everyone's currency is going to flit in upon itself. And I think a different currency that is separate from everything might be the only thing that saves it. And yes, I think silver and gold are good. But how do I buy a loaf of bread with 10 ounces of silver?
That's why you have to diversify your portfolio.
Portfolio? You're saying buy silver, not stock. Portfolio is a giant wide thing. You're saying have silver. I have silver. Hey, look, how am I going to buy food with silver?
All right, dude, you don't have to buy 10 ounces of gold. You can buy a small portion, like, you know,
I got ounces. I have fractional rounds that I can break into quarter ounces.
Like Morgan Peace dollars?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about, Morgan dollars, but suck my dick if you think someone's going to look up the year and verify the fucking whatever to make sure it's a real Morgan dollar because it's whatever silver. No one's going to be doing that. If the economy collapses, no one gives a fuck about that. You know that. A loaf of bread for an orange is a better exchange. Can you grow bell peppers? That's going to be worth more money than a bar of silver in a lot of situations. Silver will be good for big transactions, not for surviving.
If you think about big silver, you can still get like dimes and stuff and quarters from made out of silver.
Yeah,
for small transactions.
And who wants to have 15 sacks of fucking dimes of silver?
I do.
That's a good way to get robbed.
They don't need to know I have it, but I'm not going to carry all of it.
I'm just saying, it's the same thing as carrying cash. And it's only worth it if someone says it's worth. And if it comes down to I can't eat tonight, I don't give a shit about your silver bar. If so, I can't eat tonight.
Same goes with a Bitcoin. What the fuck are you going to eat out of that? Like, how are you going
to... No, that's actually the exact point I'm making right now, Ray, is that Bitcoin is moving a lot faster. It's easier to make...
Well, you have to find somebody to accept it too, don't you?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. No, that's exactly my point is I'm doing the crypto, but I still have bars of silver. Don't get me wrong, I diversify. Like you said, diversify your portfolio.
I got stock. I got land.
I just sold a ton of stock and put it into crypto.
Yeah, I keep a little bit of money in stock. So.
Oh, I still have. I kept stuff in some of my big companies like Verizon and Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Well, hey, they make money.
Okay.
Talk all the trash you want. People buy Coca-Cola products every day.
Yeah, they do. They just don't realize it.
Oh, no. They buy a bottle of Coke or a cherry Coke.
Oh, what is that?
Or
that,
Fanta. That,
Fanta. The bottle of water. What's the name of the bottle of water? I forgot the name of it.
Evian,
yeah.
You know what's even funnier?
Spell Evian. Spencer and Coke.
No, if you spell Evian backwards, it spells naive.
Naive.
I'm not kidding you. No, I'm not kidding you. Look up what Evian bottle, and then just write the letters down backwards. It spells naive.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's some freaking no agenda, weird spook shit, right?
They're gonna talk about it later.
Ray, have you responded to the punch of the mouth yet?
No, he won't do it.
He won't do it. That's all right. It took me like 2 years, didn't it?
What?
You haven't listened to the show.
Oh, the No Agenda show?
Yeah.
No, I've been listening to you guys when I'm driving around or listening to.
We are pretty funny.
Black-owned businesses are going to receive $8.7 billion in funding. According to the vice president.
Did Biden get in trouble for that?
Well, why are we giving people money based farming, on the color of skin? Farming?
Yeah.
Oh. This is something that she got through when she was still senator.
Well, I mean, it got through. It got passed. I understand the rules is the rules, but... If we're supposed to get past race, don't we have to stop drawing lines between races?
That's what the entire Democrat Party is all about, race.
Well, yeah, that's why they keep pushing this race fight, because once you solve the problem, you don't have a cause to fight for anymore. You know what I mean?
They've been doing it ever since Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
Andrew Jackson started the Democrat Party.
Okay.
And the Democrat Party is all about race. They've been doing the race war ever since.
They have. They actually fought a civil war over it.
Yeah.
Well, good news. According to CNN, gas prices are going to get below $3 a gallon very soon.
How many dollars a gallon?
$3 a gallon.
I thought you said two. Blow me. Gas is almost $4 here.
Oh, okay. So you're going to pay a dollar, going to pay nothing for it?
Well, no. They say, they made a big deal. After the president's crew met with the news and said, make us look better. All of a sudden, everyone says gas prices go down by up to 10 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents. Mm-hmm. Cool, but it went up 100%.
Right.
Which is, $2? And now you're going to brag about 10 cents going down? That's like firing 100 million people. than letting 50,000 of them have the jobs back and said, look, we created 50,000 jobs. There's no way people are that stupid.
Yeah,
I got bad news for you.
No, actually, no. I think Ray and I are right on this one here. They don't want to vote for the Democrats right now because the average person is looking around and saying, what the fuck is going on?
Well, AOC's out saying that
the Democrats
do not fix student debt, which means give it away for free or expand child tax credits, that they're going to lose big time.
So she's saying spend more money or you won't get reelected.
Yes.
They're all about to be fired for spending money. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, that's actually, I think that's the issue.
Yeah, they're spending too much money.
People find a real world, shit's starting to happen, and people are actually starting to pay attention because shit's happening. Like, they saw what happened in Virginia.
Okay, stop calling it spending money. They're not spending money, they're creating more money. That's what they're doing. They're creating more money out of nowhere.
No, they're spending my daughter's money.
Yeah, oh, they're spending your granddaughter's money.
Yes. And my daughter's only 20 months old, and they're spending her daughter's money. Exactly. That's the issue. And when you point this out to people, they get pissed off because they don't understand. Like, oh, we're just borrowing money. I'm like, say, from who?
Yeah.
You know?
Look, yep.
The entire world is in debt. Who do we owe it to? Venus?
The Federal Reserve.
No, what we owe it to our grandchildren. We're borrowing against their ability to live because they're going to have to pay for our inflation.
Yep.
So problem is the average person is too stupid to put two and two together. When we say it's going to take 5 years, it's going to take 5 years. The average person is too stupid to realize that they add up to fucking 80 years or 100 years. And we just keep borrowing, quote, borrowing more money.
Europe's all in on the Omicron scare chain.
See, it's not Omicron. It is Omicron. I was fucking right.
Whatever.
Yeah, no.
They're shutting down all kinds of cinemas and concert halls and venues for the unvaccinated.
All seven of them.
Yes.
Denmark.
Uh-huh. But they're just the tip of the iceberg. A lot of European countries are going back into lockdowns. England's doing it.
England never really stopped.
But here in the U.S., thank goodness we're not part of the U.K. anymore. We're raising the bullshit flag and just saying, screw you, for the most part.
I think in general, people are done with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
As weird as it sounds to say that, like, oh, that just means it's over with. And honestly, I think it is. Like, I really think it's just a matter of people saying, I'm just done with it. And that's all good. It's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
I'm not saying it's going away. I'm tired of living my life in fear.
I've seen less and less people wearing masks. You'll want to see the elderly people. Like, yeah, I understand. You know, like, cool.
Problem is these masks don't actually protect the person wearing it. They protect everyone else.
It's just a comfort blanket.
Yeah, that's exactly. Especially with this Omicron variant, because it's so much more transmissible.
Like the common cold.
Well, let's be real here. They said the average person doesn't even know they have it.
Right.
And people that do notice they're sick get common cold symptoms.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume there's at least 1 million more infected people in the United States with the Omicron variant than have been reported. And by that, I mean a bajillion percent, because there's only been 46 reported cases.
Right.
I'm predicting there's at least 1 million other people that literally got the sniffles and just dealt with it.
Yeah.
And if this is the case, everyone in the world is saying this is far more transmissible, far less deadly. Like, no one dies. Let's do a fucking chicken pox party. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are old enough. Well, Brian's definitely old enough.
Sure, yeah.
Constitution.
You guys are old enough to remember what chicken pox party is, though, right?
Yeah, that's where you get together, get everybody exposed, and let them live.
And get over the disease when they're young and healthy and can fight it off easily, right?
Uh-huh.
And now we have this very weak variant, which, by the way, prediction list. This is why we need a prediction page. We specifically said that these are going to get less and less deadly and more transmissible.
Yeah.
Because that's what viruses do.
Mm-hmm.
If you kill your host, you can reproduce less. Right?
Yeah.
The idea is to reproduce. So it wants to be the mildest illness it can be so it can continue to reproduce. And I know it sounds like it's sentient, but that is the path of evolution. If it kills the host, it doesn't continue to reproduce. You know?
Yeah.
And
I went and added the tornado climate change.
You keep the tornado thing.
Yep. I'm reading the article now. Basically, President Biden, when the tornado hit last week, he directed the EPA to look for any links between climate change and the tornado outbreaks and the intensity of weather across the board because of global warming.
And Biden actually made a point saying there's no link yet, right?
Well, FEMA came out and definitely blamed it on climate change. The FEMA director.
The reason why the tornadoes moved east. That's not even the most deadly tornado in Kentucky history.
Well, I mean, they're looking for reasons to keep climate change and the fear mongering going. That's what all this boils down to, is fear mongering.
Yeah, but the thing is, climate change has been beaten to people's heads so much. I don't think you're gonna be able to say, look, they're obviously just trying to scare you. In terms of COVID, and then say, and look at what they're doing with climate change too, and then they're gonna go, you're nuts.
Well, you'll get the humor in this because you listen to one of the comments on there says, more like China climate manipulations for the Olympics. HARP, they brought up HARP.
The weather machines.
Yeah.
And the filament that is above the earth, because there is no such thing as space. Ray, you gotta check the show out. You're gonna laugh so hard listening.
I'll try next week.
It is a morning show though, and I don't like that.
I drive for a living, so that's all I do, listen to stuff.
Yeah. In the morning to you.
Mm.
By the way, next time I speak in the local government, I'm going to say in the morning.
Oh, there you go.
Apparently people have been doing that and people are responding back the same, like it's a thing.
It's like our own little language.
Well, what's even better is those like people like you and I saying in the morning to you, like at a town hall meeting. And then whoever you're speaking to goes in the morning to you. Like it's a thing. It's like, oh. All right. I don't know. I'm still a douchebag.
It happens.
Is that a show?
I think so.
We lasted longer than you thought we would. And
yeah,
realistically, I could have done it. I would have liked a half hour less. I don't know. In terms of what people will click on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But anyone still listening, give us our plugs, Bri.
We're right, the well, Jeffrey and Brian show.
There'll be where do you find us? Day. Huh?
There's going to be crickets.
Yeah, well, you can find us. Ask any smart device to find the Jeffrey and Brian show. We're on, well, we're on Apple. We're on Google. We're on literally everything. Yep. Even your Alexa will find us. Just make sure you ask for the newest episode because it does not always bring up the newest one. It usually brings up the most popular.
Right.
If you're still listening, though, check us out. In terms of considering throwing a couple of bucks, maybe we can pay for storage space. We've been doing this for like a decade. We've been buying storage space. It's only like $100-something a year. So, you know, even $20 is going to be a big, big deal in terms of helping us pay for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're not looking for a $666.66 donation nor $808 for boobs. But yeah, again, we're not looking to make a ton of money. We're just hoping to maybe to alleviate what it costs to make the show. And maybe, and anything we actually, if we actually come back with more money than it costs, what we're doing to produce it, it's all going to go directly back into the show.
Yep. Yep.
Like we'll get Ray a mic and some headphones. So I don't have to listen to him crunch tacos.
They were burritos.
Crunch time.
Yeah.
It's taco time.
Yeah. Anyway, I always have fun doing this.
Definitely.
This coming week, we're going to be a day early again. Next Christmas year, next year, there might be a couple big changes. We'll see. We're going to try something for a little while. We'll see how it goes. There might be sober episodes.
Yeah. Well, what? If we do what we're talking about, there'd definitely be sober.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do that.
You know, you need a social lubricant to act in the show.
Those weren't words, dude.
Yeah, but we can't do too much social lubricant. I'm fucking wasting
it. See, you know how to speak my language.
Hablo español. Muy pequeño y muy malo.
Yeah. No, all right, guys. I gotta go. All
right.
Later.
All right. How do we cut the show off?
How about if I just cut it off now?
Well, we've tried this before and been